This is Urban 75 Radio. Thursday saw an election returning Labour with a reduced majority, Michael Howard's sort of resignation, the resignation of David Trimble, and a gain of 12 seats for the Liberals and 33 for the Tories. So, following all the interest in the election, whilst Tony Blair was busy reshuffling his cabinet, Piers McGibbon went to Brixton to discuss the results and the meaning of the election.
This is politics at its finest. This is politics at its finest.
Hello and welcome to urban75radio.co.uk. This is the post-election roundup and row. I'm Piers Given and I have here a load of urbanites as well. On my left I have Magnese.
Hiya.
And Tree Frog.
Hi there.
Rye Smile in the middle.
Hello.
And on the right-hand speaker, the one with the knickers and the ashtray, I have Zedcat.
Hiya.
And Crispy.
I do.
Right, first thing I want to discuss, this is going to be a 10-minute, fairly fast-moving, woken-up discussion, which is handy because Crispy's still actually rubbing the sleep out of his eyes. We're having a discussion, basically the first question is, who did you vote for, why, and how can you possibly defend that position? Rye Smile, what did you do?
Okay, first time voting in the UK, so I ended up voting Green. My seat's Brentford and Idleworth, and it had a Labour majority and Labour won again, but I couldn't stomach voting for Tony Blair because I think he's a horrible Tory in Labour clothes and just too smug for words. And obviously Michael Howard is akin to the devil. So ended up voting Green. The Greens got enough votes to get the deposit back, so I figured then maybe I've made a little donation to the Green Party.
Cool. So you didn't at any point think maybe I should vote. Were Lib Dems in third place?
They were in third place in that seat. I did actually sort of sit there in the polling booth and have an extreme kind of toss-up. What should I do? Lib Dem Green. It came down to looking at the actual candidates, and I did just think that the Green guy, even though probably didn't have a hope in hell, just had some, you know, some better policies and looked like a better sort of guy.
So fair enough. So you feel like your cross made a difference or made a slight difference. You feel all right about voting and it worked.
Well, yeah. I suppose it was ultimately something that I would be happy within myself to do, and I didn't want to vote Labour, and I feel happy not having done so, even though it was the first non-Labour vote I've ever made in my life.
Right. Crispy, you working out? Who did you vote for?
Yeah, I voted Green as well, for pretty much the same reasons.
What constituency?
I was in Vauxhall.
Right.
There's a huge Labour majority, there's virtually no point in voting for anyone else.
Right. Do you feel cleansed by your vote?
Yeah, kinda. I mean, I don't think they even got their deposit back though. I was checking the votes and I'm not even sure they got more than 2,000. So, somehow I didn't even do them a favour. But they're the only people who believe in the same thing I believe in, apart from their stance on nuclear power, but we'll get back to that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they deserved a vote more than any of the other parties standing.
Maybe a change in voting system might just be helpful.
Well, yes.
That's something I'm really going to get onto because I'm hacked off with the voting system that we currently have. I'm really, really pissed off, and I think that's, for me, the most important thing to change in the country. But Zedcat, what did you do and what do you think?
Well, I might have voted Green, but I might have spoiled my vote.
You don't know.
I liked the Green Party's name, Jenny Jones, which was a fast track.
She's really nice, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You
know,
I've seen
her
show,
yeah. I don't know. I've met her and she seems really nice and she seems like a believer. So.
Cool. But I don't think there was, I see that what do they call the Liberals, came second this time around the Tories in Dulwich, which is where Tessa Jowell is, who's, we'll get on to what Tessa Jowell is later.
But so we're not actually covering anything in this section at all, we're just holding things for later.
Yeah, why not? There's lots to be said about this area, this is Brixton areas, sort of, yeah.
So you voted Green.
I might have voted or I might have spoiled my vote.
Did you sneeze or what was going on?
I do know, but I'm not prepared to say.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Okay. Zedcat, the dark horse on the right hand side there. Not actually going to tell us what he did. Fine. We'll get onto that later too, I think. Tree Frog, what did you do?
Unfortunately, I couldn't vote this election. As I've moved around so much in the last couple of years, I have absolutely no idea where I'm registered to vote. And because the election was called so close, I didn't have time to go out and find out and register down
Good
here.
Good excuse.
Yeah. Had I been able to vote, I would have voted Lib Dem, I think.
Right. In this constituency. Had you been able to vote, had you decided where you were at any one particular time?
Had I worked out where in the country I'm supposed to vote and got it switched to down here, then I definitely would have voted Lib Dem.
Right. We're in Tree Frog's kitchen, by the way, so I've got to be polite to her. But that's the slack vote, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I'll fully admit that. I think Labour have they've done some good things. They've also annoyed me more than I believed possible back in 97.
But it doesn't really matter what you think.
It doesn't really matter what I think. I didn't register.
Fair enough. Just eat the hobnobs.
Magnus, what did you do?
Get out of my kitchen. Fair enough.
Me, I voted Liberal Democrat. My constituency is Vauxhall. And, I thought it was... I've seen the manifestos for the various parties. And
Weirdo. He reads manifestos.
Believe it or not.
Point that.
I had actually read all the bits and pieces. And it
but do you believe what you read?
We'll get on to that later. So what did you think?
Actually, I was thick. Well done.
Yeah, that's very impressive. So you read the manifestos and you voted
Liberal Democrat, because I think it was pretty close to it. I thought their policies, if they ever got implemented, would sort of make the place a nicer place.
Right. And what constituency are you
in? Vauxhall. So it's an extremely safe Labour seat.
That's
the one. You got a majority cut down by about 3,000, I think. But the Liberal Democrat was second place.
Cool.
Maybe next time.
Would you have felt more inclined to vote Labour if it wasn't a safe Labour seat? Like, what if it was in danger of getting taken by the Tories?
No, I'm a great believer in actually voting for just the people you want to vote for, rather than doing tactically.
Radical.
Yeah.
So not only did you read the manifestos and decide who you'd vote for, who you believed in, you actually voted for who you believed in regardless.
Yeah.
And would have done even if there's the possibility of the Tories sneaking under the wire.
He's the thinking person voter.
To be honest, I think I would have done. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, my name's Piers, and I voted Lib Dem because I'm in a constituency in Bristol West. Bristol West. Yeah, we made
that's
difference.
Where I come from.
Is it? Right. Cool. So Crispy comes from Bristol West too. So are you delighted with the fact that we threw the Labour Party out and got a Lib Dem instead?
Well, yes, because Labour deserve a kicking.
Yeah, Labour deserves a kicking. That's why I gave them a kicking. Interestingly, I didn't bother reading the manifestos because I'm a lazy ass, but I did actually go onto two websites that test you as to who you should be voting for. They ask you a series of questions saying, do you believe, da 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 da.
Oh, that's much less effort.
Yeah, it's so much cooler. You just click, it's just the urbanites' way of finding out who to vote for.
I found that first.
Yeah, you like manifestos. And it told me that I was a Lib Dem, and actually I'm kind of Lib Dem.
Do you believe in social justice or left?
No, they were more precise than that. They were saying, do you think that student top-up grants are a good thing, do you think that the students should be made to pay, blah, blah, blah. And so you did actually have to answer specific policy questions. And it was quite interesting that the readers of the FT, they were doing this whole questionnaire, and they came out basically almost all Lib Dem in terms of who they actually believe in. Whether they then went out and voted for them, probably not. So, okay, we know how everyone voted, and except for the Dark Gazette, we'll maybe reveal it later. And we've got a few minutes left. What do you think? Are you happy with what happened? Chip in.
No.
No?
No. Not happy at all.
What happened? Why not?
Well, the government got in.
they are.
A complete scum, the lot of them.
Right.
I know it's a joke, but how do you know if a politician is lying? Their lips are moving. It's not actually a joke. Yeah. It's fucking true.
Right.
It's like,
But that kind of attitude usually goes along with not voting at all, but you actually got yourself into the ballot box thing and ticked a box.
Or
may have drawn a picture. Or may have spoiled his
I am of the opinion that if voting in this country has anything, they should count the spoiled votes.
Right.
And the people who not vote. And if there's more people who don't vote and spoil their votes than the winning candidate, then they should run it again and disqualify all those candidates.
Maybe there could be an extra option, none of the above.
But who are they going to appoint the spoiled votes to? Like, oh, that person's
drawn
a picture of a penis, therefore it should vote for this person.
who would that vote be for? With a picture of a penis, who would get in?
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Fair enough. But, okay, there's an early vote for a different voting system. I am desperate for a different voting system. I think the whole system at the moment with first past the post just drives me insane. I really hate it, and that is the most important thing to change. So you would say, the first thing we've got to do is have a little box mark, none of the above, you're all a bunch of arse.
Yep.
And then we decide not to have a government at all.
Yeah.
No, well, then you get other people who say, well, vote for me the next time in 2 weeks' time.
Right.
Until you get a majority of people. who will vote.
Okay, quick round the table, hands up who believes that the current voting system, electoral system, is working. That'll be none. And who would like the proportional representation as roughly used in Scotland and Wales?
That would be a good start.
Yeah, we've got three votes, Magnes, Tree Frog, and there's also...
Can I do a half vote? I'm kind of back for lunch on proportional representation.
There's a couple of different systems.
I think it does have merit as an idea in terms of being truly democratic, but I don't really know enough about it.
Right.
We have optional preferential in Australia, so...
Optional preferential.
So you can either vote one, or you can vote one, two, three, four. So say you vote Green, and the Green Party candidate only gets 1,000 votes or whatever, that party then gives your preference to, say, the Labour Party or whoever they think, in terms of who might actually attain government, is as much closer aligned with their preference.
But it's their choice where, their choice where your vote goes.
It can either be your choice or their choice. Like, if you put in one, two, it's kind of complicated, but it is, your vote, in a sense, can be, you know, not as wasted as the... as
right.
Just doing it once.
Surely that just ends up being first past the post, because the votes you gave to a smaller party just end up being given to a bigger party anyway.
Not necessarily.
No.
But does it work? I mean, you've ended up with, in Australia, you've ended up with a bunch of asses in charge as well. So.
Well, I could actually spend half an hour talking about that. I think we'd better not, because I'll start pounding on the table, and it's...
But basically, they have got a different system out there.
Yes.
And, you know, when I talk to my friends in Australia, they are just as angry as we are about who gets in. So,
absolutely.
So does it matter? Oh, we're running out of time now for the first section. So we will get back to that, because we all need a cigarette. Ladies and gentlemen, see you in a second.
Zedka, before I say anything, which I meant to say before at the beginning, was any opinions I express in the next 30 minutes or so may not necessarily be opinions that I hold. That's my public disclaimer.
Fair enough. It's fairly virtual and written
online. It's entertaining.
Yep.
Cool, so proportional representation, do we sign up for it or are we a bit weary? Go on then, Magnus, what do you reckon?
I think it's got to be worth a try, and I think now the first past the post system is actually working kind of against the Tories. I think there's a greater chance of it actually happening.
Yeah. So they actually, one Tory did actually stand up on the election night and say, "Oh, proportional representation might be a good idea." But does anyone? I mean, it just goes. What are we asking for? What do we want? What do we? Can we march for anything? Is there a nice little banner we can say, apart from we don't like it as it currently is? What do we want? Right, Mark, go on.
Okay, not knowing that much about PR, I'm really sorry you just pointed in my general direction, and I'm sorry that I tapped on the table as well. I suppose it depends. Like, PR fundamentally is that you get a proportion of the people that have a proportion of those votes, and therefore you say, okay, you've got X number of votes, you're allowed 20 seats in the Parliament. Well, whose seats are they going to be? And do you then have a different system of not dividing things up in terms of electorates?
I think that's how it works.
Members or random people, or
you end up voting for a constituency MP and then for the party. I think so. You sort of vote for two lots of people. I think, which is why some parties don't like it.
How big would the Commons then be?
Yeah, only one candidate I think goes from the Commons, and the other one is your local constituency MP who isn't in the Commons, or something like that.
Why would they not be in the Commons? Do they still get to vote in the Commons?
But I think they're your local representative.
But if they're not representing you in the Commons, where are they? Are they just cruising around your constituency in a van saying, tell me what you think?
Possibly. I was trying to look for exactly the... Because there's a couple of proportional representation systems.
I'm not trying to take a piss. I honestly am trying to understand how it would actually
They've
work.
Actually had PR in Northern Ireland for longer than anywhere else in the UK, and there's two sets of extremists with seats. So
especially what Northern do you Ireland. Want, Zedka? What system do you want?
I don't know. I think a system
that
gives everybody a say in most of the things, all of the things that are actually decided.
So what is that?
Because in this
like?
Day and age, you can do that.
Mm. How?
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 What's it going to be?
Every time there's something, that comes up that's worth deciding, everybody votes.
Like a referendum all the time.
A referendum all the time.
A weekly referendum.
It's fairly possible with the level of technological infrastructure we've got.
Are you confident that if you can only have 60-odd percent of the population turn up for a general election, possibly the most important thing every 4 years, that people would then turn up to vote for your referendum system possibly every month or so?
Well, like I said before, if people don't, they obviously don't think it's worth voting for, so scrap it. Like the MPs that aren't voted for and the votes that aren't cast.
And it'd be a hell of a
MPs and
have a lot more people than the 400 or 500 people who currently vote on things.
Yep.
But you think about, I mean, how many people vote for Pop Idol and all these other ridiculous things because it's easy to vote and it's something they're interested in. I think if you made it possible that people realise that their vote would count.
Mm.
If you vote on this, you can make an actual difference. Instead of it being some grey suit miles away from where you are, discussing things that you have no knowledge about.
And for a lot of people, their vote makes no difference at all. I mean, as I say, in my constituency, my vote pretty much made no difference at all.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question I'd like to ask then. If we've got two possible systems here, the proportional representation and the vote often, vote early, vote every time something comes up from ZCAP. Now, on the basis, and the thing I want is something different, the thing I think I want is something proportional representation, because I like the idea of voting for what I actually believe in, and at the moment I vote Lib Dem in order to smack Tony Blair, and in order to get more Lib Dems in, because then they will call for a proportional representation system, and then I'll finally be allowed to vote for what I believe in, which would be Green. So around the table, who would you vote for if your vote counted absolutely? Who would you vote for?
I'd go for Liberal Democrat again.
Lib Dem again. Tree Frog?
I would have said Lib Dem or the Greens if it wasn't for the fact I disagree with them on nuclear power.
Fair enough. Bryce Marr?
I'm going to have to be boring and say the same, the Lib Dems or the Greens, which I agree, having a plethora of parties to vote for and more seats from minor parties in order to make them be able to have more of a say on legislation and how it progresses through the Parliament and how to, to gain concessions on it would be pretty valuable.
That'd be where you'd go, Zedcat?
Green anarchists. I know there aren't any at the moment, but there could possibly be.
And, and that's another good point, is because under the current system, we don't bother forming a party for, green anarchists, because there's no, you're not going to get any power. So green anarchists, the new party that will emerge after the next change of electoral system,
I'd also vote green, but I'd still be ticked off that they didn't support nuclear power, and I'm sure they've got all sorts of other little policies that I'd like to change.
Right.
So, yeah, my own party, if I could.
And on the basis of if we move towards the ZCAT-style-y voting for things on the ground as they came up, the first thing that appears to me, do we have any homeowners around the table?
Yeah.
Yeah, Magnese owns a home. Bastard. Mm. Anyone else own anything? Any homes?
I've got nothing of worth.
Nothing of
I've
worth
got
here.
£200 car.
I've got a bike, actually.
You got a bicycle? I've got a mini disc and a lovely broadcast quality microphone, but I don't own any property. So on the basis of mortgages and all the rest of it, there's a huge number of people around this table who couldn't get mortgages. And Magnese, as a representative of the property earning classes, what do you want out of the mortgage system, you bastard?
I have to say.
Well, we'll give you some time to think about it. We'll come back to you.
That's nice, though, because if you're voting just as one of the mega amount of people that vote in terms of their interest rates and their taxes, then you probably wouldn't be, voting for social justice or people with a conscience. So, good for you. I'm just saying that a lot of people who do own homes think about interest rates, and that's how you get governments coming
bottom
back
line
in.
Voting.
Yeah, on what matters to me, and perhaps
I'm
I think
right,
that it should matter what happens to us as a society and what are our obligations to other people.
Yeah.
I don't think about that enough.
Another issue that might turn up in a weekly regular ZCAT voting system would be drugs, a system close to my heart. Who would vote for, let's say, legalisation of all of them from the left? Magnese?
I'd have said legalisation of all of them, except the crack cocaine, potentially.
Fair enough. Magnese not voting for crack. Tree Frog?
Vote crack.
Vote crack tomorrow. It makes sense.
I'd vote for the legalisation of drugs.
Okay, Rice Marr?
As long as it came with some responsibility to help people who were addicted and to have treatment programs available to those who need them, which is something that's probably sadly lacking.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, it is sadly lacking because there's bugger all treatment for people who are alcoholics, really. But I would vote for a legalisation of all drugs.
Yeah?
Yes, Christy? Absolutely. All drugs.
Chris, so we're all agreed then. Are we going to take a break? No, we're not. I was saying we're going to take a break now to take drugs, but it is one of the things that it's like a touchstone issue for me, because in the current parliamentary system, when drugs are discussed, it seems to me it's in cloud cuckoo land. They have this kind of emperor's new clothes thing where they all stand up and go, no, we must send a strong message to our youth, we mustn't give any woolly messages on drugs because the youth really listen to Parliament. And I just think that is like a touchstone issue where they fail utterly to discuss what really matters to the people and what would actually be good.
The environment too.
Yeah, and the environment. Who would vote for the environment? You know, I mean, it just doesn't happen at the moment. So, what do we want out of this new system? What do we want?
But I think a lot of people do vote on issues like the environment and on issues like drugs, but they're not heard in the current system. And I think that's what pisses people off.
I think the problem as well is the government doesn't really care about these sort of things, because let's face it, people like us, with the exception of Mag News, we don't have mortgages, we don't have terribly high-paid jobs, or at least I know I don't. We have no spending power. We're not. You know, we really don't factor in that much.
We're scum.
We're
scum. So we're all agreed we're scum and have nothing worth voting for apart from magnesium. We're going to get on to that.
The thing is, people who care about having a hard line on drugs, the people who are terrified of you know, young, cooked-up people running riot around their, you know, their nice housing estates and smashing their lovely cars and things, these are the people who matter as far as the government is concerned. They're the ones with the big mortgages, they're the ones in the big jobs, they're the ones who make a difference in business. And as a result, they can say we're hardline on drugs, we're hardline on young people, we're hardline on poor people, because as far as we're concerned, they're not interested, they don't count, their vote doesn't matter. What does matter is the nice, shiny, happy people up on the hill,
the magnesium
spending power. Yeah. Not necessarily Magnus, but also
he doesn't live on a hill.
He doesn't, that's all right.
But also the grey vote is so important at the moment. I mean,
yeah.
the number of old people.
Why are you looking at my hair?
I can't help it. It's just an actual thing. Yeah, the number of old people is going up all the time, and they're the ones who are terrified of anyone under the age of about 30. They're the ones who, you know, they're the people that the government are trying to target at the moment. You know,
politics is here, isn't
it?
Politics is here.
What?
Under the age of 30? Zedcat.
I'm
a lot older than 30.
No, I'm just saying, like my grandmother, for example, true blue, always has been, despite my best efforts, but she's, you know, apart from myself and my sister, anyone under a certain age is automatically an enemy. She's never been a victim of crime, ever, but she reads the Daily Mail, and every day, you know, it's young people, especially young black people and things like that, who are going out and causing all the trouble and dragging the country down in immigration and things. Therefore, she's absolutely terrified of them. The government knows this, so the government knows if they bring in legislation against those people that the big voters are frightened of, then they're going to get more votes.
Yeah.
It's easier to cater to people's fear than to try and educate people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And if you look at the top-selling sort of newspapers, I mean,
the Sun,
the Mail, they're typical examples. I mean, the fear.
If you
read that every day, my
which is owned by Murdoch, who supports Tony Blair.
Hurrah! Okay, we've come to an end of another section there, and I think we're all being very polite, so we're going to welcome back. My name's Piers Gibbon. We've got Magnese, Tree Frog, Rice Smile, Zedcat, and Crispy all teed up and coffeed out. And this next section will start with what is a voting system that we would actually sign up for, because we ended the last section with a sort of brief slew of opinions on PR, and it did seem that none of us actually had something that we could sign up for and march for and get going with. So Zedcat, we'll close ourselves off now and come back with a row. Thank you. Welcome back, and we're going to start this section with a little bit from Zedcat, because he represents the extreme wing of the militant fuck the lot of you selection at the moment, because most of us the rest of us around the table seem to come to some sort of consensus that we're not really quite sure what we want, but we don't like it. But Zedcat seems the only person who has a real vision of what do you believe in, and I'm setting him up like that so that we can knock him down in a minute. But Zedcat, you've
okay, well, I believe in a hung parliament, basically. Hang the fuckers, all of them, because none of them are any better than any of the other ones. New Labour, old Tory, basically the bloody same. You know, you can't believe a word of any of them. Culture, Media, Sport Minister Tessa Jowell, which is my constituency, her husband worked for Berlusconi, who praises Mussolini,
He's now up on charges in Italy, along with Berlusconi, tax fraud and money laundering. Now, she is a Labour minister, and she's married to some guy who's a complete fascist. And if he's not a fascist, he works for them.
Very
which is a bit like, sort of, you know, I was an SS guard, but in a concentration camp, but I'm not actually a Nazi kind of attitude. Fuck that.
Right, so we know why you don't like it, the current system. What are you going to replace it with when you get the AK-47?
Well, I'd rather do it non-violently. I'd like to replace it with some sort of, okay, if you've got to have representatives in a parliament, those representatives have to ask their constituency peoples, whatever they're called, on everything they vote for.
Right.
So Tessa Jowell would have something that asks all of the people in her constituency every time she has to vote on something in Parliament.
Right.
And those people can also tell her how to vote, but they can also tell her to bring up things to vote on.
And would that end up with the people who have the power in the country, the people who would be the people who have the active interest in actually getting out their SMS voting system and actually doing it?
Yeah, I think that would equalise the power out a lot more.
Yeah. So who's voting for Zedcat?
I think that sounds sort of quite utopian, but in practice, would everything just grind to a halt because of it?
Why? we've got the technology to make it quick and easy and work.
My problem with that, I do like the idea of participatory democracy where people are actually taking decisions quite often. That's great. It would require a bit of a culture shift, but we could do that. But my worry is that I quite like the sort of parliamentary system we have for only one reason, is that they keep voting to not bring back the death penalty, which seems to be one of the things that if we had everyone voting, we would end up with the death penalty.
And
Zeka, you'd be thrown up against the wall.
But do you really think that? I mean, do you think that everybody...
Well, opinion polls show that the majority of people in this country...
But opinion polls show lots... You can make opinion polls. It depends where you take your opinion poll. If you go to a certain suburb in somewhere and do it with kids under 16, they say one thing. If you go somewhere else...
I'm sure it's a normal
opinion polls mean absolutely fuck all.
Well, possibly. Ooh, dramatic. Well, we're discussing the death penalty and the thunder's rolling in. But Crispy, what do you reckon? Would we end up with the death penalty under the Zedcat system?
We'd end up with all sorts of mess because big mobs of people are easier to control than small groups of people. And I think you'd end up with big advertising campaigns and parties out there to get groups of people around them to vote for single issues. And yes, you'd get the death penalty back.
Yeah,
and you'd be able to, it's mob rule, completely direct mob rule. The only good thing about the representative version of democracy is that it gets rid of mob rule, and it's supposed to be that the person you vote for is actually a bit more responsible and thinks about things before they do them than you are, and than all the other people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually put some level of trust in them.
What you still want is a political class doing something. I mean, it's interesting.
A much more accountable one.
Okay, a more accountable political class, but you quite like the idea of professional politicians taking decisions.
Yeah.
Very much different from Zedcat. But, I mean, would we still end up with... mob rule is like this. When you mention, and people have mentioned mob rule, everyone's going, oh, mob rule, oh, yeah. But isn't the mob, isn't that just everyone? Isn't that us? Aren't we the mob?
No, you wouldn't have mob rule because the people who would vote for the death penalty would be outnumbered by the people like us who would also be able to vote against it.
I think
there's a difference between having an opinion poll, would you go for the death penalty, and it's just like, well, doesn't that mean anything? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And people go, okay, this is really serious.
Yeah,
you know,
we're going to kill people.
Are you going to vote for death penalty? You might get a different.
I think
concern would be is that if the government wanted something pushed through, for example, immigration or travellers, for example, if they decided that they want travellers off all land completely, preferably sent to some desert somewhere, how hard would it be for them to pick a moment when the press are going crazy? The Middle England is up in arms over these travellers all in their backyard, apparently, because that's where they live these days. In people's back gardens, and then have this big vote saying, should travellers be out? The press are baying for blood. People are probably going, not to do people a disservice, but I'm confident people are going to go, oh yes, they're all a shower of bastards. I have a chance to make a difference on this that doesn't involve having a very poorly spelled placard outside number 10. Kick the bastards out.
Right. So that is from views around the table, that is the problem with, they believe, with your way of doing things, Ed Cat, that you'd end up with a quick campaign to get rid of immigrants, a quick campaign to bring in the death penalty, a quick campaign to do anything really rapidly. How do you answer that?
Well, part of me thinks that the general public, 90% of them are just fucking scum. And then another part of me thinks that, on the whole, most people are actually good people.
Mm-hmm.
And you only get the people who want to destroy the travellers or vote for the death penalty in the press because they're sensationalist. And most people don't think like that. If you actually ask them one-to-one and you say, hey, I'm a traveller, what's wrong with me? They'll go...
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're all right, but it's the others.
Yeah. And most people are actually fairly good at heart, I think.
Right. So the problem, it seems to me then, the possibility with your system... I call it that, and I'm being an arse, but you know what I mean. The problem is we wouldn't just have to change the political system, we'd also have to have a very different media and very different sort of public discourse.
A more responsible media, but like I say, I mean, my main concern with that would be that it doesn't take much to whip people up into a frenzy over things. And also if it's, say for example, it was something that we didn't really mind about, let's say immigration, I'm assuming all around the table we're quite happy with the idea of people coming to work in this country.
Yeah.
No real problems there.
Well, Rice Miles, all right. She's from Australia, but it's the others, isn't
but
it?
It's just funny, foreign type. But, you know,
she's got a suntan and that's okay,
my concern would be, say if the government decide, you know what, say, God forbid, we get a Tory government in again. We have this system, the Tories say, We decided that immigration is a bad thing. We want to really shut it down. The press obviously jumping on something like that. We saw the Tory campaign before the election. It was real hit and run stuff. They came out saying immigration is bad. It's not wrong to impose limits on this, and everyone went, oh yes, actually that's quite a good point. And then moved on to something else. It wouldn't be difficult to have a 2-week absolute blitz campaign saying immigration is really really bad, not presenting a good point at all, and then people go. You know, the vote comes to it. People wouldn't think about it. They'd just, you know, SMS text message yes or no.
But you wouldn't get a one-sided campaign, would you?
To be fair, I don't mean to be elitist, but I think that there is a large majority of people out there that don't think about politics, and what they do think they don't really understand. So you can have these some touchstone campaigns where they, you know, wrap it all up in some pithy little phrase. And
so like Crispy,
say, okay.
you still want a political class making decisions on our behalf.
I'm not saying that that the political class are necessarily any cleverer or more responsible than us, because if we had a government, obviously it would be a utopia.
Can I just ask Ed, has anything you've heard changed your views?
Not really, no.
So you're still for participatory democracy. Sum it up again. What are you after? Quickie vote, text messages. We're not going to vote for the death penalty.
Everybody having a say in everything that goes on, but everything that is
using technology and getting it going. Yeah. So is there a parliament at all? Or is it an online people's parliament of everybody?
Is that not still a parliament?
Yeah.
Well,
it's a parliament, but it just doesn't have somewhere it fits, probably save on buildings.
And if you do have a political sort of elite, why is it not sort of, say, 20,000 people instead of 600. 600 people to represent 65 million?
Mm.
I mean, that's a bit much, isn't it?
I think your system would work if it was lots and lots of small-scale operations like that. So that
you're talking regional parliaments here?
Yeah, regional or even local, you know, your immediate 10,000 neighbours or something. If you all vote for the things that affect you directly, I think that's important. But
no, we actually have local
councils. Yeah, except central government can overrule them on nearly everything, and they don't really have an awful lot of power. And
So you'd have them with an ultimate right over the central government.
Yeah, or that would be the limit of government.
Okay, well.
So there would be no central government, just localised.
Yeah.
Drawing it to a close, we're just coming up to the end of the 10-minute thing. I'm very confused as to what I believe at this point, because I'm thinking I don't like the current situation, but I still don't know what to replace it with, and I'm not quite sure if replacing it with anything in one fell swoop is going to work. I'd just like to draw this one to a close, and in the next session we're just going to try and talk about some smaller issues of how can we move it on incrementally right here, right now. Is there any marches we should be going on? Is there anybody that should be shot? Thank you. Thank you.